Okay, today's daf is Bechoros Daf Ches. Very exciting daf in the world of Daf Yomi. It's only those who are familiar with the Sefer, the Juggler and the King by Rabbi Feldman, know that there's only two dafim in Shas that one could use that Sefer. That is Baba Basra Ayin Dalad and today's daf. Bechoros Daf Ches Mabez. At Bez Hashem, we will see on Amid Base. Okay, but we have what to do before we get there. And that is back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Zayin Mabez that if one fish swallows another fish, so then the fish on the inside is the one that's going to keep its own status, and therefore if a kosher fish swallows a non-kosher fish, so then the non-kosher fish is going to keep its status and it's going to be usur b'achila, but if a non-kosher fish swallows a kosher fish, then inside that kosher fish is still going to be mutter b'achila. Says the Gemara, Taima de chazine de bala, the only reason that I'm allowed to trust that it is the fish that was swallowed is because I saw it was swallowed. Hallo chazina debala. If I didn't see it was swallowed, amri ashusei ashritz. If I didn't see it was swallowed, and then I opened up a fish and I'm guessing, wow, this looks like it was just swallowed, so then I'm not allowed to assume that. I have to assume that maybe the fish itself produced this other fish inside of it. That's ashrusei ashritz. It was produced just inside this fish itself. Rashi says, v'ubarohu. And it's really an ubar of the fish which it is in and should be asur. So the only reason that I'm allowed to assume what I do in the Mishnah, the only reason that the halacha is correct, assumes the Gemara, is that I actually saw the smaller fish being swallowed. So our Girsa has the following word, minalan. How do I know this? See on the side it says, Tevas minalan mishulal havana. Right, it's no understanding of what exactly this minalan is, because we're just saying, it's not telling me a source for something, rather it's just telling me, explaining what we just said. Ditanya, okay, either way, Ditanya, the Braisa says, Dam tame mashritz, dam tar mato beitzim. Non-kosher fish produce their offspring inside. Mashritz is what we would call, you know, they produce inside and then they, the live fish come out by al dam tark, kosher fish, they lay eggs, and then those eggs produce the fish. Okay, so you see, there's a concept of hashratza that one has to be worried about, and therefore, unless you saw the fish go in, so then you're not allowed to assume that is the fish. Ihachi, says it for 1 second. Ki chazina debala, even if I saw it be swallowed, it should still be a problem if it's a kosher fish swallowed by a non-kosher fish. Why? Because maybe amrinan hai achla, this one that was swallowed has already been digested. And this is a new one in here. If I'm worried about this chash of ashrusei mashritz, so then even if I saw it being swallowed, shouldn't I also be worried? So the Gemara gives 4 answers. Amar of Sheshes, Kagon Shematzu Derech Harei. Answer number 1, no, you found it by the Derech Harei. You didn't find it in the area of the fish where it produces its young. You found it in the waste area. So you know this fish was swallowed and digested and is going out. Rav Papa Amar, Kagon Shematzu Derech Beis Abliya. Or the opposite, you found it right by the mouth. You found it right by the Beis Abliya, and therefore, again, you could assume that it was swallowed. Rav Nach, these are all cases where even if you didn't see it. If you didn't see it, you can, I'm sorry, we're going to get to even if you didn't see it in a minute. These are cases, even if you saw it, and the Gemara was bothered, if you saw it, you should still be worried. No. If you saw it and you have these, then there's an umdana that this is the fish that was swallowed. So again, Derech Harei, Beis Abliya, Rav Nachman assumes that She Matzo Shalem, you found it whole. Found it whole, so then also mistama, it's not a fish that was just produced by this mother fish. Why? It was whole. If it was whole and it was produced inside, it would have come out already. It wouldn't be at this stage of development that still be inside the fish. So all of these are, again, rayas that it was not from the fish itself. And finally, Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, and now Rashi adds on Ravashi, last skinny line, Masnisan lav kidechazine debala. Rashi says that on answer number 4. You do not have to say that the Mishnah is a case where he saw it being swallowed, but rather it was just found inside. So Ravashi says, Rov dogim beminon mashritzen. Most fish, when they produce a little fish inside of them, they produce like their type of fish. They're not producing, if it's a kosher fish, they're not producing something that looks like a non-kosher fish, or vice versa. And therefore, even if you didn't see it, ukemisha bala lefaneinu dami. It's as if it was nivla lefaneinu. And that is why one doesn't have to be worried that it was produced here. You could assume that it was a kosher fish that was swallowed, and therefore one can eat it. Remember, by fish, there's nothing that you have to do. All you need is a sifa. All you need is a gathering. I just saw someone this week pointed out to me that there are some interesting, we should have mentioned this in Chulin, I don't think we did, but there are three levels of what one has to do to animals before one eats it. For chayus and behemoth, one has to shechtu simanim. For birds, at one simon. For fish, nothing. So maybe that's because whatever's closer to a human being in the chain of, not the chas v'shalom, there was any development, but just what's closer and more similar, that requires more action and avoda mitzad the person. Fish are a totally different type of bria, and therefore requires nothing. As one gets closer, a bird, and then animals, as one gets closer, I forgot who was, somebody showed this to me in a certain sefer, but either way, as it gets closer, there's more is required. But again, it's not saying anything about, like I said, development, but just in terms of the description of the creatures. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
So the first deos, why do you have to have seen it?
So the first deos, right, interesting, the Gemara seems to say that even if you saw it, you still need these areas in the fish that you found it in order to put it over the hump. That if you didn't see it, so maybe you could have said there is a chance that it could have gotten here without, right, even though it's unusual, without being produced, but it sounds like for the Gemara that you need both. Sounds like, especially according to Rashi, because Rashi only brings that factor in by the last answer. Okay. Where does this come up in halacha? It's an interesting halacha that the poskim discuss. The Shev Shmaitza. Haven't had a Shev Shmaitza in a very long time. So, Baruch Hashem, we're back. So the Shmaitza, the Ksos, of Aryeh Leib HaKohen Heller, says, in Shmaitza Zion, the Shmaitzas are seven Shmaitzas. These are his Sheva Brachas Torahs. But must have been very long Sheva Brachas, unless he spoke very quickly. But in Shmaitza Zion, Parak Yud Zion, he quotes the Mabit. The Mabit discusses the following case. Rachmana Litzlan, im ne'evad Yehudi baderach. There was a Jew that was on the road, and he got lost. You don't know what happened to him. Sharach mimakam ploni lamakam ploni. And then one finds somebody on that same road killed. And you can't tell, you don't know if it's the same person or not. V'yakach bo'os v'derach nim saharuk. Says the Mabit, minatora talinan zehu shenevad. This is the one. You're allowed to assume that this is the one that was lost. The one that was here is the one that was lost. The adifa mimayim she'en lahem sof. And this is better than mayim she'en lahem sof. It's better than cases at the end of Yevamos. Because you know this guy was on the road, and now you found a body. So you can assume this is the one. And says the Ksos, says the Shev Shmaitza, that not all achronim agree to this. Not all achronim agree to this. Some achronim do bring a raya from the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara talks about a sada shene'evad ba'kever, a field that had a kever in it. Now you can't find it, and now you found one. Could you assume that, this is the kever that was in the field? The Sfira Lila Rebbe, da hainu kever she'avad, hainu kever she'nimsa. That's the principle. What was lost is what was found. Can you assume that? So says the Ksos himself, says the Shmaitz himself, I don't think you can compare the cases. We'll get to our case in a second. But I don't think you can compare the cases of a person walking and being found dead versus the case of the Kvaris. Number two reasons. Number one, Alanias died the Yishla Hashim. The Hasam, the Kever, why by the Kever could you be Makel, the Kivan, the Imlo Haya, Yodua, Bavade, Shineva, Kever, Besada Zoo. If you never knew there was a Kever in this field, Vade, Lohayu, Machzik, and Misafik. Shum Tuma Basoda. I wouldn't assume there's any kever here. V'kiva de la huchzak tuma, elamach was kever sha'avad, v'nimsa kever acher, echad, sum achzakina shemay ocham kever acher. This is similar to the principle of pesha aser upesha hitir. Right, the only reason I have a problem in this field is because I knew there was a kever. So once I find the kever, I can say, okay, this is the one that was lost. Aval hacha, but over here, so you know there's one guy on a street. So is that a chazaka that nobody else was ever on this street? There's no chazaka. This field has a chazaka. There's no other kvaris there. We don't have to assume that there are kvaris in a field unless you know. So once you find one, okay, it can be knocked out once you find it. But here, people on a road, there's no chazaka that people aren't on the road. So that's why you cannot compare the two.
or says the Shev Shmait. So if he owed, the Al Karchach lo Amru to Kever Ashavad Hushanimsa, El Hecha Sha'avad Kever Vinimsa Kever. Where you lost and you found the same exact item. You lost the kever and you found the kever. Like the Gemara says later on in Bechoros Chafei, if you lost a balmum amongst animals and you find a balmum, it's the same exact animal. It has a balmum, it has a balmum. Kivan da nimsa hu mamish, come on evad. But over here, who was lost? Somebody who was alive. Who was found? Somebody who was no longer alive. Who says that's the same exact thing? And therefore, bezeh lo nimsa mashen evad, shezeh chayv zemeis, bezeh lo amrinan haynu hach. Right, it's more similar to the case of psachim daf yud by a chametz. Shenevad kikar v'nimsa kikar. If you lost a cookie and you found a cookie, okay, you can say who shenevad. But what if you lost a cookie and you found crumbs? So then what do you say? Right? Even kidei kala kikar, lo amrinan haynu kikar shenevad. Maybe this is from these other crumbs. If it's not the same form that it was, so then there's no raya that it is the same thing. So that's the Shev Shmaitza based on the Mabit. Do you ever say the principle of Kan Zeshenevad Hushanimsa? That's the principle. So, you can already see how this relates to our sugya. The Chacham Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, in Simen Yud Zayin, in Eben Ezer. Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Chaf Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yud Zayin, Chaf Aleph. Let me find it in this one. The Chacham Shlomo. This is Chaf Dalid. Where's the previous Chacham Shlomo? If I don't find it, I will just say it. Where's the Chacham Shlomo? Okay, I don't see it in here. Anyway, the question is, are you allowed to assume this for Eidus Isha? I'd assume. Let me just find it in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, one more time. If I don't find it, then I will give up for now. I know where it is in my Shulchan Aruch. Whoa, four pages. Okay. We're not going to focus on it now. We have a lot more to do. Okay, maybe I'll try to bring it in tomorrow for my Shulchan Aruch. Just this one is different Surahs Hadaf on this one. Okay, either way, but the question is, can one assume that it's the same person if one was lost? And could you assume for Eidus Isha that it is the same person that was found? Okay, anyway, he relates our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara, where our Gemara says, you're allowed to assume it was the same fish that was swallowed. But is it the same exact fish? Is it Shalem? According to one of the answers, right? You can see how this Gemara relates. By the Shem, I will try to bring it in. Anyway, but that's an important, related topic to our sugya. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, what's we're talking about? Animals being swallowed and animals, how they reproduce, right? Hashratza and Matel Beitzim. So today's first Amud talks all about different, reproductive aspects and attributes of different animals. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Daktami Mashris, Daktara Matel Beitzim. As we just said, non-kosher fish produce inside their bodies, and Daktar is Matel Beitzim. Kosher fish lay eggs. Kol Hamolid Meinik. Other rules the Gemara gives, and maybe to help understand this daf, be helpful to listen back to that shiur that we had a couple years ago, and it was I give it this summer also about why learn Gemara. Right, what is today's Amud also teaches us, part of it, it reflects the fact that the Gemara is meant to teach us about Kol HaTorah Kula, about everything. It teaches us biology, it teaches us history, it teaches us everything. Kol HaMolid Meinik, any animal which gives birth to live birth, also nurses its young. Kol HaMolid Meinik, says the Malakin. Anyone who lays an egg does not nurse their malakin. They have to gather their food for their young. Chutz, except for me'atalef, which we usually translate as a bat. Even though it lays eggs, it nurses as well. So it's a little difficult. Our bats are not matal beitzim. Okay, maybe it means a different kind of animal. Atalef in modern Hebrew might be bats, but maybe not in Talmudic Hebrew. Okay, there are others, but that's the general rule with other exceptions. Hadulfanin. Sounds like an animal that we know. So, dulfanin, parin veravin, our girsa is kibine adam. Dolphinin, which Rashi has 2 days. Rashi has 1 day of what is a dolphinin. It might be a dolphin, like other Rishonim say. But Rashi seems to say a dolphin is what we would call a mermaid. Look at Rashi, second line. Actually, no. Let's do one more line.
My dofanin, Rabbi Yehuda, bnei yama. They are bnei yama, people of the sea. Rashi says, second line, dogim yish bayam, shechetzion tsuras adam, vechetzion tsuras dog. Whoa. Ubalaz shrine. Right? Sounds like from Rashi. Right? So dofanin, they're part, like, par and baravin, so they're like kind of, they're people. Kibnei adam. But Rashi's girsa is par and baravin, mi bnei adam. The top line that they can become impregnated with people. They can mate with people. So if this is talking about the mermaids, maybe Rashi doesn't want to say dolphins, because that would be more difficult to know about a dolphin breeding with a, mating with a person. But either way, that's Rashi says it's a type of getting back to our Chulin days of half animal, half ground. This is another another type of creature like that, and we can relate to all of the articles and scholars that related to that being, so too, we could relate it to this being as well. Okay. So it's part of Raven, either from Bnei Adam or like Bnei Adam. Next. Kosha Beitza Mibachutz Molid. V'chosha Bifnei Matal Beitzim. Anyone who has their, the Beitzei Zachar. If they are outside, external, so then they give birth to live young, like people. V'chosha Bifnei Matal Beitzim. But if they're inside, so then they lay eggs. Eini, is this really true? V'yamar Shmuel. Avaz v'avaz bar kilayim zebazeh. Shmuel says, Shmuel, who is a doctor, who probably knew biology very well, right? The different types of avazim, different types of roosters, domesticated one, and the avaz bar, the wild rooster. So, kilayim, they're kilayim with each other. Vahavina ba my time, and we explain why they kilayim with each other, right? One of the five types of kilayim, kilay zroim, kilay begadim, kilay hakerem, and the two types of kilay behema, cross working and cross breeding. So Vavina ba my taima. Why? So Amrabaya Zebesa Mimachus Zebesa Mibifnim. Right? It's different physiologically. Right? That's what makes them kilayim. One has the Beitze Zachar outside, one has the Beitze Zachar inside. Vitravaya Matila Beitzim. They both lay eggs, but they're physiologically different. But this is a kasha on what we just said. We just said if Beitzav Mibachutz, so then they'll have live young. So how here could we say one of them has Beitzav Mibachutz and they both lay eggs? So Ella, the Gemara answers, you're right. You have to add on a factor. Kol shezichruso mibachutz molid, mibifnim al tobeitzim. Not just the beitzei zachar, but if the whole aver hazachar is outside, then it is, produces live young, and if it's mibifnim, it produces beitzim. Two ha'aris. Number one, as we talk about here, yeah, we mentioned it in the past, but it's good to review. What are the words that are used here to describe these physiological elements? We say Beitzei Zachar, we say Zichruso. How do you translate Zichruso? The male element. So Zichruso, there's no other word. So this is highlighted by the Rambam. The Rambam in Mora Nevuchim is quoted in the Ramban, the Begniv Kisisa, that why is Lashon HaKodesh called that? Why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? The holy language. The Rambam holds because there is no word, what we would call, there are no dirty words. No dirty words in the Lashon HaKodesh. Right? This is not what we call modern Hebrew, which there might be in modern Ivrit. There might be words that are very inappropriate. But in Lashon HaKodesh, there's no dirty words. That's the Rambam said. That's why it's Lashon HaKodesh. Whenever we want to describe even elements that we assume to be, you know, more tsanua, we shouldn't talk about it. So what are the words? There's nothing. What do we call a maisabiyah? Bia just means entering, right? You could be being into a house and, right? So that's what makes it kadosh. The Rambam says, Al tachshov, shenikro lishonenu, lashon hakodesh, lega'avaseinu, o leta'useinu. Aval hubedin, kizos ha'lashon, kedusha, lo yimsu bo shemos, le'ever, abeila, bezachro benekeva. Velo letipa, ulishesen, uletsoa, rak bekinui. Right, it's all about what we had yesterday, 2 days ago. Mei raglayim, water of the feet. Right, we translate it as in English, there's a word for mei raglayim. Right, but in Hebrew, there's no special word. It's just mei raglayim. Right, so it says the Rambam. That's exactly the point. That's what's here. You read this Gemara, we start saying, oh, what's going on? Right, zichruso beitzim, which also can mean something else, as we've discussed in the past, that there was some early Achronim that wanted to call Meseches Beitzim Meseches Be'ah, and most Achronim say, what's the difference? One is Hebrew, one is Aramaic. But either way, you see from there, though, that inherently there is no word. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban, maybe following his Derech in other areas, he rather say that no, there is something inherent about this language that gives it kedusha separate from the content. The Ramban says, you know why? Because the Torah was given b'lashon hakodesh, and the world was created b'lashon hakodesh, as Rashi says on Alkenya. Right, you could call her Isha, ki me ish l'kachazos. But the Ramban says, what is this talking about kisisa? Because he's talking about shekel hakodesh. Why is it shekel hakodesh? Then he gets into lashon hakodesh. Says the Ramban, "Mepreisha divrei Torah v'nevuos v'chol divrei kedusha kulam b'lashon hu nemru v'hinei hu alashon shakadosh baruch hu yisale samu yisale shmo medaber bo im neviyah v'im eduso anochi v'lo yielucha v'shar divrei Torah v'nevua ubo nikra b'shemosav hakadoshim kel elokim tzvakosh shakai yud v'hei v'shima gadol miyuchad hakadosh baruch hu shemos all the malachim they all are." Spoken to by Kadosh Baruch Hu with Kedusha, so it's imbued with Kedusha. It's imbued with Kedusha. The Rambam says, no, inherently, there's something unique about it, separate from human and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention. Okay, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it holy, or basically we make it holy. The Rambam says we make it holy because there's no words in there. While the Ramban says it was used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what made it holy. That's the Rambam and the Ramban. We mentioned in Mitzvah Shir a couple of weeks ago, I forgot exactly on which Mitzvah, talks about how we have these types of Gemaras, and one might open up the Gemara, one who was not experienced in the Gemara, like, how could the Gemara talk about these things? And, it shouldn't be spoken about in public, especially on the web, where hundreds of people can be listening to this. And the answer is, says Rav Sorotzkin, and yet, in any other area, not in Torah, people wouldn't have any problem talking about these issues or going and viewing certain things. You know, then, when it's outside, when it's in the movie theater, and when it's in the out on the street, sometimes we have no issues. And on the computer screen, all of a sudden we come to the Beis Medrash, we become very tsanua. Right, we can't talk about these things. We can't mention these things. Says Rav Sorotzkin, we have to be consistent. You know, halavai, we should, Torah is the one area where it's a proper context to discuss everything, because everything is in the world of Kedusha. So we always have to, Sorotzkin had that biting comment that we have to make sure that we are consistent in our world outlook. Number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention, once Kilayim is brought up, to mention what we like to mention, the Shita of Rav Yashiv, Dr. Abraham discusses in his Sefer, The issue of cloning. And he said that he went to Rav Yashiv with 10 different sources, and he said, is this related to cloning? Is that related to cloning? And Rav Yashiv did not think that any of the shitas were related to cloning. There's a Teferas Yisrael, which is oft quoted based on a Mishnah in Yadayim, where the Teferas Yisrael says, if the Torah doesn't ask for something, then it's mutter. And the Nishmat Avraham quotes about 20 sources that's not true. It's what's called the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes things aren't appropriate, even if the Torah doesn't answer it. So you can't just say, just because the Torah doesn't say something about it, it's going to be mutter. And then the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, quotes, though, that there is one source that Rabbi Yashiv did accept as being related to cloning, and that's the Ramban by Kilayim. The Ramban in Yutess in Sefer Vayikra, where the Ramban says, Kilayim is a form of playing God. It's as if I'm saying, oh God, you forgot this Bria. Right? I'm trying to merge. You forgot the mule! How can you forget the mule? Right? We're like saying that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our actions. V'amarkiv shnei minim mishane u'machish b'maisa breishis. Ki'ilu yachshov shlo hishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam o'kal atzorech. It's as if God forgot something, chas v'shalom. V'yachbotzhu la'azor b'briyos o'shel olam. Let me help you out a little bit. L'hosev b'briyos. V'hamina b'malichayim lo yilidu min b'shein omino. They're not going to work. They're going to be sterile. And the same thing, markiv kalayim o'zoran also mevatachuk o'shamayim. You're changing nature. You're changing my sabrachus. So says the Rav Yashiv, he thinks that Ramban is related to cloning. That Ramban could be a reason, at least for human cloning. Rav Yashiv Shlita told me that denying creation is denying the creator. And the creation of a new species of man, in quotes, without the mating of man and woman is forbidden. This cannot be compared to genetic engineering and treatment where no new species is created, but where an abnormal situation, a disease, is corrected to conform to the normal. That's different. Since the Almighty writes, and then the Dr. Abraham discusses, when do we say in science, this is a general question, just because we have certain knowledge that we have to use it? That's not the Jewish way. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of his names is Shakai, Sha'amar Lo Olam Dai. This is enough, meaning God could have done more. So, Mahu Afata. Right? Since the Almighty gave us this knowledge, does that automatically imply permission to use it, be it for cloning humans, making it possible for an older woman to have a baby, or artificially reproduce babies out of wedlock? The Chulu, and he continues. You always have to ask that question on a Hashkafic level. Okay, that's related to cloning and kelayim, as the Gemara just spoke about. We continue now. Kol, seventh line. Kol shetashmisho bayom, yulad bayom, balayla yulad balayla. Anyone who mates, any being that mates during the day, will have their babies by day. Balayla yulad balayla. Anybody who mates during at night will have their babies at night. Kol shetashmisho bayom bayom balayla. If anybody mates either time, yulad bayom 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 balayla, babies both by day or night. Examples: tashmisho bayom, yulad bayom, tarnagol, chickens. Only a mate by day and have their eggs by day. Balayla, yula balayla, atleif. At night. So it makes sense if it's a bat, because the bats are nocturnal animals. Tashmisha bein balayom bein balayla, yula bein balayom bein balayla, adam. V'chadadami, that's people. People theoretically could be together. Bein balayom bein balayla, so women have babies 24/7. The folks can discuss that it's the inappropriateness of being for humans to be together by yom in terms of its sneeus element, but may beikaron it can physically happen, and therefore they can have a baby anytime. We discussed way back a couple years ago, I think it was a Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara there talks about, is there a way to know once from the time the woman becomes pregnant how many days later she's going to have a baby? Does one have to worry about having it on Shabbos? Be mechal Shabbos with a baby? Does one have to only be with it? So the Gemara discusses. The poskim say there's no source that says you're not allowed to be with your wife any day of the week, and therefore one doesn't have to worry so far in advance about that eventuality. L'may nafkamina, says the Gemara. L'may nafkamina, why do we have to know all these facts about when beings are mating together and have babies? Look at the Rav Mari, Breder of Kahana. Tamar Rav Mari, Breder of Kahana. Bada Bakita Shotana Gola Meir of Yantif Lo Matzah Babetza. Right, first paragraph Beitza. Right before Yantif, I checked in the chicken coop, and there were no eggs there. Right before Yantif, I wanted to make sure there was an egg there to use tomorrow on Yantif when I'm allowed to cook. But I went right before Yantif, there was no egg there. Ulamachar Hishkim and Matzah Babetza. And the next day I went, and I found a Beitza there, right in the morning. Muteres Bach Yila Biyantif. I'm allowed to eat it on Yantif. Why? Because if I checked in the morning, it obviously didn't happen during the night, because chickens don't lay eggs during the night. So it must have happened the day before. I must have missed it. Says the Gemara, Eimer lo badak yafeh. What do you mean? Maybe you didn't check proper. Eimer lo badak yafeh. Maybe you didn't check properly, but it was really there. Falo badak yafeh, but you did check properly. Eimer yatsa ruba v'chazra haveh. No, maybe it came out before you came and went back in. And we hold, Kidder Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Beitza Shiyasas ruba, Meir Rabbi Yantif, v'chozeres, Muteres lo ochla b'yantif. Right, if an egg went out mostly in Erev Yantif, then went back in, it's considered yalud. And therefore, you can eat it on Yantif. It's not a beitza shenolda b'yantif. It was already muchan from Erev Yantif. If you look in Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Gilyoni Hashas and Beitza, there, Dav Zayin, he says, was an egg ever laid during Bein Hashmashos? Because that would answer the age-old question whether Bein Hashmashos is by Yom or Balayla. Because if you could get an egg, you know whenever the egg is laid, it's daytime. So it must be, it never happened. That's what he says. Because if you knew, you could just watch the chicken lay the egg and, oh, it's Yom. That's Savig Yom Savig Laila. He says, V'tzarech lo, mashalo, ira kazem me'olam, shetatel tarnagolas beitzim islam ben hashmashas. You gotta ask the chicken farmers. V'chein sheyolet az ataleif. Right, if the ataleif has, dim lokein, nivar mizeh kol sveikol sheben hashmashas, imu yom o laila, ukamuvan. Right, he says, Kamuvan, that's the Rabbi Yosef Engel's great Ha'ara on Beit Adav Zayin. Good, we continue. Any animal that their tashmish, that they mate the same way and their pregnancy is the same way, so they can have children with each other. They can have offspring with each other. Discussed this a little bit yesterday from the Meshech Chachma. Hakol Mishamshim Pnim Kenegad. Let's just finish the line, then I'll make one more comment. Hakol Mishamshim Pnim Kenegad Oref, Let's Be Shlosha. Most animals, most beings in the world, when they mate front to back. Front, one mate in front to the back of the other being. Chutz mishlosha, shemeshamshim pinim keneged pinim. Except for three that are together face to face. Ve'elu hein, dag, v'adam, v'nachash. Fish, people, and snakes. U'mayishna hani tlasa, why these three? Ke'azer avdimi ami b'marava, ho v'dibri imam shechina. Wow. Right, why? Because the Shechina spoke to the three of them. What does that mean? So Adam, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to many people. And Nachash. What about the fish? So Rashi says, Yonah, Vayomer Hashem Ladag. Hashem spoke to the dog. Rashi goes to Pasuk in Yonah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yidalev. A little difficult, because if you look in Yonah itself, the Mefarshim there say, don't take this so literally.
The Mefarshim to the Eben Ezra there says, Derech Mashal, Shehichrichuhu La'asos Chifetz Hashem. It means that Hashem forced the fish to do what he wanted. It doesn't mean that he spoke to him. Or the Radak there, Heir Es Ritzono, Sheyakienu El Hayabasha. Right? Mitzudas David, Heir Libo Lahakio. Didn't really speak to the fish. Okay, but it's formulated as that. So, maybe that's good enough. That's good enough. And that is the three fish, Dibri Moshchina. Again, there's a special quality about Panim Keneged Panim. A lot of symbolism. It reflects a connection between the two halves, the two in the relationship. Right? But Panim Keneged Achar, that's just a very physical, mundane activity. Panim Keneged Panim always reflects relationship. That's how the Kohanim have to give Berachas Kohanim. Panim Keneged Panim. Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Panim Keneged Panim. So that always reflects something unique. Tana Gamal Achar Keneged Achar. Okay, a camel does back to back. That is different. Again, we don't have time now. Big sugyas of Bia Shalo Kedarka, what the status of is in various areas, but that is all the different ways that it is done. Period. Just one Bar Tanura. The Rav Bar Tanura says, so this quoted, but if you look at it, it's there. In Pirkei Avos, Hu Haya Yehuda Betema Omer. Right, this is how the tour opens. Have Az Kanomer. The Kal Kanasher, Baraz Kasvi. What does it mean you have to be brazen like a Nomer? Az Kanomer? So the Torah explains, the Siman Aleph in Arachayim, that you gotta be brazen. You gotta be, even if other people are telling you, making fun of you about mitzvahs, you gotta be strong. Where does he get his Azus from? Says the Bar Tanura, Hanomer Azeh Nolad Min Chazir Hayar Vahalavia. A Nomer, we assume it was a leopard, but maybe it's a different animal, comes from a wild pig and a female lion. Ki be'eis yechama arayos, when the lions get excited, halavia machneses rosha besivchei hayar, the female lion goes into the bushes, uvinohemes, and starts groaning, uvetova'as es hazachar, and calls to the male, v'hachazir shomea kola, and the pig, he's a disgusting pig, he jumps in the way, v'rova, v'namer yotzemi bein shnehem, lufishehu mamzer, hu az panim, afo pi she'im bo gvura kolkach, Af ata havi az velo titpayesh lishol meirabcha mashal ivanta koza sheninu vo abayshon lamed. Whoa, that's the Bar Tanura. But the Achronim ask on the Bar Tanura, the Stechemet has a whole two pages on this in Mareches Chaf. You know, but how could those two mate? Right, the Ibur and the Heirayon are not the same. That's what this Gemara has to do with that. But that havi az kanama we usually assume is a nice thing to say. But Bar Tanura says maybe there's some behind it that's not so special. Okay, Tana Rabbana, invite your two dads. We stay here an extra hour today. Okay, Tana Rabbana, Tarnagolas, Lesser Mechad Yom, Tarnagolas, 21 days. 21 days what? 21 days from the time, Rashi says, that the egg is, after it becomes Nisabram in a Tarnagol, till the egg comes out. The egg comes out 21 days later. Okay, Ukenegda, and we're going to have a parallel to each of these animals, Be'ilon Luz. We're going to have a parallel to a tree, how long it takes the tree to bear fruit. So, Luz is the parallel. Kelev l'chamishim yom. A dog, so Rashi says, the tzuras havlad, the embryo of the dog, the fetus of the dog, takes 50 days. Ukenegdo b'ilan te'ena, figs. Chato l'chamishim v'shnayim yom, 52 days. Ukenegdo b'ilan tut, good. Chazel l'shishim yom, 60 days. Kenegdo b'ilan tapuach. Shual, a fox, v'chol menei shratzim, shisha chadashim, 6 months. Ukenegdam b'ilan tfua. Tfuah takes 6 months to grow. Behema daka tahora l'chamisha chadashim. Ukenegdan bilan gefen grapes. Behema gasa tmeyel l'shnei masar chodesh. It takes a year. Ukenegdo bilan dekel. Right? Palm trees. Tahora abehema gasa kosher l'tisha chadashim. Ukenegdo bilan zayis. Olives. Hazeeva ha'ariva hadova number of abardalis. All of those animals. Bardalus, right, we don't exactly know what that means. The Gemara, beginning of Sanhedrin, discusses it. Vahapil, elephants, vahakov, monkeys, vahakipov, other types of monkeys. L'shalashanim, 3 years. Ukenegdam, b'ilam, b'roshuach. B'roshuach, take 3 years to blossom. Efeh, what's an efeh? Some type of dangerous creature. L'shivim shana. Wow. Once every 70 years. Ukenegdam, b'ilam, charev. Carob trees. 70 years. Chorav Zemish Azatiyazo Chazgar Pirosov Shivim Shana. Takes 70 years. How do you know 70 years? So you remember the Gemara in Tainus, Chav Gimel. Right? Choni Amagel read the Pasuk. Shir Amalas Meshuv Hashem, Meshuv Asiyon, Ayinu Kachomim. We were like dreamers. He says, come on, does anybody ever dream for 70 years? So, what happens? He goes down the road and he sees somebody planting a carob tree. He says, why are you planting the carob tree?
He's like, what do you mean? He says, how long, when are you going to see the fruit of the carob tree? He says, in 70 years from now. He says, you're going to be alive in 70 years? He says, I'm not sure, but when I was born, there was a carob, there were carobs for me to eat. So my father and grandfather did it, so I'm doing it for them too. And then he says, okay, he goes to have his picnic and he falls asleep next to the tree and a rock grows over him and he sleeps for 70 years. And he wakes up and he sees the tree, somebody eating from the tree. He's like, wow, did you plant this tree? He says, no, my grandfather did. He says, oh, I must have slept for 70 years. It seems like 70 years for the carob tree. If you remember the end of the story, he goes home, they don't believe that he's Choniam Agel, and he goes to the Beis Medrash, they don't believe he's Choniam Agel, and he says, forget it, I can't deal with this, and he davens, and he dies. That's the Gemara, Tainus Chaf Gimel, but you see from there that carobs takes 70 years. Vayter, v'imei iburo shaloshanim, and the it takes 3 years for the carobs to blossom. Nachash l'shev hashanim, 7 years for a nachash, that was part of his curse. Ula oso rasha lo matzidu chaver. There's no tree that wants to be with a nachash. Maybe no tree wants to. The nachash messed up trees, right? The whole story. So there's no chaver. Some say muchsasim, which is a type of broshuach, which also take a long time. Period. How do I know that a nachash is 7 years? So the Gemara many times doesn't say, well, just look at the, why don't you check it out with the nachash? So the Gemara doesn't say that. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Umat Abba Mishim Derev Yishua Ben Chananya Shenemar Orat Abi Gola Behemah Mikol Chayis Hazadeh. You're more cursed than all behemoths and all chayis. In Mi Behemoth is Kala Michayel Kol Shekein. The Bach takes out the hay. So behemoths have longer gestation periods than chayas. So if the nachash is cursed from all behemoths, of course he's cursed from all chayas. So why does it have to say both? Ela lomar lecha, kishem shen eskala habehema michaya echad l'sheva. Just like there is an example of a behema more cursed more than a chaya times 7. Umay niyu chamor mechatul. Chatul is only 52 days, a chamor is much longer. Kach eskala hu behema echad l'sheva. So to it's cursed more than a behema times 7 to have a l'sheva shani. Because a behema, certain behemas take a year. Ema says the Gemara, why do you compare to behemoths? Ema k'shem sheskala chay b'behema achas l'shalosh shanim u'mayniyu arimi chamor. Maybe this is the ratio. Just like you have certain chayas curse more than behemoths 3 to 1, and ari is 3 years and chamor is 1 year. Kachlis kalahu mechaya achas l'shalosh shanim davali teisha shanim. Maybe it should be 3 times what a lion is, so that it's 9 years. Maybe it's 9 years. So the Gemara says no. Miksiv, mikola chai, mikola behema, is chai the first word in the pasuk? Mikola behema, mikola chai, iksiv. So you see, it's really being cursed more than, comparatively to a behema. Aruhu mi behema, shereskala michaya. It's relating it to a behema. Vyema, kashiv shereskala behema michaya, echad l'shalosh, umayniu eiz mechatul. Maybe it should be less. Why are you picking the worst behema, the longest behema? Maybe it's just like a behema is cursed from michaya 1 times 3. Umayniu eiz mechatul. Right, that's much less. It's only 3 to 1. Kachnas kalahu mi behema echad l'shalosh. Shavli chameisar yarchi. 3 times 5 months. An aze is 5 months, so it's 15 months only, not 7 years. So iba yisema mikol habehema ksiv. No, it says mikol habehema, which means from the worst behema, from the longest one. Iba yisema klalahu klala shadi ilave. We're talking about a curse here. So a curse would mean the longest, the worst curse that you could have, which would be 7 years. Period. Here we go. Says the Gemara, we're about to have the Gemara of the elders of Athens, Save Devei Atuna. They are going to get into conversations with Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. They are going to ask him, coming up, 12 questions. The last 10 of them seem to be inane, nonsensical questions. So the Mefarshim explained, each one obviously has tremendous symbolism. The Vilna Gaon wrote commentaries on it, the Maharal, the Marsha. We'll try to get in as much as we can, but how do we get into it? We first have this conversation. Amar l'kesar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, the Caesar says to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, nachash l'kami miyabar, how long is a nachash pregnant for? Umolid, amar l'shev shani, 7 years. Amar v'hasabi d'me atuna arba'inu v'olo l'tlas, the wise men of Athens, of Atuna, they were marbia with the snakes, and they had children after 3. After 3 years, these disgusting people. So the Gemara says, Hanu, so he answers, Hanu miyabe have meikar dal shnin. No, they were already pregnant 4 years before, right, these snakes. So when these chachamim of Athens were with these snakes, they were already pregnant for 4 years. Mishamshi shamushe, do the snakes, do they have tashmish when they're pregnant? The answer is yes. Right, just like people. Just like a person can have, a woman can have tashmish when she's pregnant. So too, the snakes too. But what do you mean? These elders are wise.
Are you suggesting that they made a mistake? So he says, Anan chakminin minayu. Yeah, we Jews are smarter than them. Icha, says the Caesar, Ichakimus, if you're so wise, zil zakinu vaisinhuli, bring them to me. Because they never left their secret hideaway in Athens. So Caesar says, you're so smart, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, bring them to me. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua says, okay, Kamahavi, how many are they? How many are there? Shisan Gavi, there's 60. Amalei, so he says, Averli Sfinta de Ispa Shisan Bati, Caesar, make me a boat with 60 compartments, 60 rooms. V'chobesa Ispa Shisan Bistarki. And each one should have 60 Bistarki, 60 chairs, right? I mean, make me a boat with 60 different rooms. He's going to use this afterwards. So Avalei, so Caesar says, fine, he gave it to him. So Kimatala Hassam, here goes Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Shua ben Chananya comes there. All, he comes to Athens. He has no idea where they are, though. It's a secret hideaway. So all of Etafchi goes to a butcher shop. Ashkechelahu gabra to kapasha chayusa. He sees a butcher that's chopping a head of a, head of an animal. Amalei reishcha zvune. You have any heads for sale? Amalei, he says, sure. The butcher thought he was talking about this animal head that he was chopping. So Amalei Bakama, he says, how much? Amalei Bapaga de Zuzah, he says, okay, half a Zuz. Yaivle. So he gives him the head that he's chopping. Well, so Amalei, no, Ana Resha de Chiyusa Amilacha. You think I wanted the head of the animal? I want your head. How much is your head worth? Amalei, he says, what are you talking about? Bas to Ishbakach, if you want me to leave you alone, this guy obviously saw that Rabbi Shua wasn't joking around. He was a serious guy. If you want me to leave you alone, Sagi, go achvile pischa de Beatuna. Go show me where the Beatuna. Go show me where the Chachamim are. Amalei, Mistafina, to call the Machvi Kalile. They're going to kill me. If I show you where their hideout is, they're going to kill me. Amalei, he says, don't worry about it. Dari kricha de kanya. Carry a bundle of reeds. V'chimat es lahaslam. And when you get there, Zakwa, just put it down. Kamata kamispach, as if you're just taking a rest. So I'll know that'll be the secret sign. When you put the reeds down, I'll know that that's the sign. So Azal Safan, that's what happened. He went. Ashkach, and he saw Daravnoi Migavoy, Daravnoi Mibroi. He sees there were guards inside and outside. It's like, how am I going to get in here? Di Chazu Kara Da'ile, because the elders, if they saw feet, Ayla, that are facing in, Katlula Varai, they would kill the outside guards. How do you let people come in? Udenafka, and if they saw footprints facing out, Katlula Gavai, they'll kill the guards inside, because they didn't want anybody leaving or coming. So, what did Rabbi Shimon Chananya do? Afcha l'sandale. What did he do? He went to stand by the threshold, maybe some say when the guards were sleeping, and he stood by the threshold with his, he turned around the direction of his sandals. He stood backwards. So it looked like the mark would be, Rashi explains, it was like sandy there, so everybody would see footprints, right? So it would look like somebody went out. So, afke le sandale, kadle le gavoy. So, and the elders must check every so often, so they saw footprints here facing out, so they killed the inside guards. Afke le sandale, so he turned backward, he turned the other way then, there were no inside guards, so he faced them the right way, kadle le gulu, so they killed the rest, so no more guards. No more guards, so he's like, okay, now I'm going in. So, azal, ashkech, yanuki mila el, savi mila tachas, he went and found them sitting there, the young ones were up above, and the older ones were below. And Amri says to himself, who am I going to say hello to? Because if I say hello to the lower ones, so the younger ones are going to be, hey, we're on top, say hello to us first, they're going to kill me. And if I say hello to the younger ones first, the older ones are all going to say, hey, we're older. So you say hello to us first, they're going to kill me too. So, Amar, Iyahiv neshlama lahani, katli lihani. If I say hello to these, so the other ones are going to kill me. Savri, they'll think, anan, adifinan, they are better. The Bachi is in a line here. The Yasvina Lael, the Inulasakas, the Yahivna Lahani, Katli Lihani, Sarianana Adifinan, Da'anan, Kashinan Tve, Vaino Dardaki. We're higher, but we're older. So Amar sees just a Shlomo, he says, how are you all? So that's why he saves the day. He doesn't say hello to any of them particularly. Amar Lahu, they say, okay, fine, we can't kill you. Maya Vitech, what are you doing here? Amar Lahu, Chakima du Yudayana, I'm the wise man of the Jews. Ba'ina le migmer chachma saminaychu, I want to learn chachma from you. Ihachi nibay lacha. They say, if so, okay, nibay lacha, we'll ask you, something. Amar Lahu lachaye. So he says, fine, you want to have a battle of wits? Okay, but this is my deal. Izachisuli, if you best me, call to be Isu Avidubi. You could do whatever you want with me. Vizachina Bihu, but if I best you, Ichli Gabai Bisfita, you have to eat bread with me on my boat. Okay, let the games begin. Okay, today all we have time for is we're going to read all 12 lines. Tomorrow we'll give pshat to some of them. So hopefully, there's a lot, so I'll give everybody time to do their own research. Go through the three pages of the Ramar Shah and read through the Juggler and the King. Okay, but anyway, let's go through, let's just read them today without talking about the symbolism, but know that there is a lot of symbolism. Amaliyahu Gavra, Da'azil, so Ha'u Gavra, Da'azil Ubay Itzav, Lo Yavile. A man tries to go and get married, and the parents don't give him their daughter in marriage. My de chazile de azil hecha de midlumine. Does it make sense for him to go to a higher area, an echelon of society, to try to find a wife? If they wouldn't give him the lower level wife, how are they going to give him the upper level wife? Okay, so what did he answer to that question? Shak al sichta, he took a pin, datza litatoi. He sticks it in the lower wall, low all, doesn't go in. It's hard, it's too hard. Le'iloi al. It goes in the upper wall. Ah. So you see, sometimes the upper is softer than the lower. Okay. Symbolism about Bnei Yisrael there. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Amar, Hainami, Misrai Be'mazleis. He says, ah, right, see this? The pin finds the place where it's appropriate to go in. Number one. Number two, Gavra de Ozifatari. If a person who lends money and he ends up having to be Tori from Lakuchos, right, he lost his money. My Chazad Hadar Ozif, does it make sense to lend more money? Somebody lost his money and he got it back with difficulty. Amalahu. So Rav Yehoshua answers. Gavra. Sorry, Amalahu Gavra Azala Agma. Somebody goes to a swamp. Katal Kamatuna. He cuts a bundle of reeds. Velo Matsibe. He can't carry it himself. Katal Umanafilave. What does he do? He'll cut another bundle. So he'll have three piles. Ad Isrami Inish Mitzlile. Because he knows he's going to need somebody to help him anyway. So he might as well cut more bundles to have it ready. So too, he'll lend more money, so by the time he'll be able to get his money back, he'll be able to collect all of his money at once. Okay, period. Number three, Amrule. So the Maral says the first two, at least, were Divrei Chachma. Now it's totally nonsensical. Amrule, Emon Mili Dibidoi, or Dechativi. Tell us a lie. Tell us a lie. Amalahu, Havai Hahu Kudnai Sadilida. There was a mule that gave birth. And when it gave birth, the baby had a note around its neck. The Kasev Bey, and it was written on the note, Demasek Bebe Abba Mea Alfe Zuze. My forefathers owe 100,000 zuz. Okay. Amrule, because the nice of me yelled, oh, come on, Rabbi Yeshua, mules can't have kids. Amrule, hey, Neo, Mili Debadoi. Exactly. Exactly. That's my lie. There's a lot of symbolism there. Number four, Milcha Misarya. When salt starts going bad, what do you salt it with to keep it good? Because salt always preserves. Amalahu besilsa de kudnaisa, with the afterbirth of a mule. Umika selta de kudnaisa. What do you mean? Is there mules can't have kids, right? They're sterile. Umilcha bisari, does salt go bad? Wow. Okay, that's a great one on the Gra. Okay, tomorrow. Banilan Besa, next number five. Banilan Besa Vavira de Alma. Build us a house in the air. Build us a house in the air. Omar Shem, he says Shem Hashem, Tala bin Rakila Ara. So all of a sudden he flies up and he's in the middle of the air. Amalu, and he says to them, Asukali Libni Vituna, please send me up some bricks, please. They're like, what? Right, so obviously you can't even send me up the bricks. How do you expect me to build a house here? Number six, Mitziyasa de Alma Hecha. Where is the center of the world? Zakva Letzpa Ase. Amalu Hacha. He points and says right here. Amalei Umi Yemar. Who says? So he says, Aisu Ashli Umashchu. Bring me some rope and we'll measure. Next, Aislan Bira Bedavra. We have a well in the desert. Aila Lamasuk. Bring it to the city. Bring me ropes made of bran, and then I'll pull it. Obviously, every inane question he answers with an inane answer, but there's symbolism here. Next, number eight. Islan rechaya de tvira. We have a broken mill. Chayte, the Bach adds in. Chayte, where is it? Shaka piska mine shadalahu. We have a broken mill, and he asks him to. I know we're a little rushing here, but he says, please sew it up for us. So he says, Kruchule, he takes a clod of earth, the Bach adds in, Omar Kruchule mine gardi v'achte. Take that rock that I just gave you and sew thread with that rock. Meaning you want me to sew up this broken stone mill? Make threads for me out of rock. Nine. Meshra de sakine. If you're growing knives in your field, but my katle, how do you cut them? So, bekarna dechamra, with the horn of a donkey. Umiga karna lechamra, does donkeys have horns? Umiga mishra de sakini, right? Are there fields of knives? 10. Isuli trei bei, they brought him 2 eggs. Armale hei dezaksa uchmasi vehei dezaksa chibarti. Which egg is from a black hen, egg is from a white hen? Isulahu iu trei gvini, he brought them 2 pieces of cheese. Armalahu hei deiza uchmasi vehei deiza chibarti. Which one is from a black goat and which one is from a white goat? The milk. Period. 11. Almost done. Veritsutsa demis. A chick that died inside of the egg. Mehecha nafig ruche. It died. How did its spirit get out? So he had mehecha da'ol nafak. The same way it got in, it got out. Last one. 12. Achvilan mana delo shabi chavile. Show us a kli that's not worth its depreciation. Meaning, it's worth more. The damage that it does is worth more than it is itself. So that's impossible. So Aisu bud, yes, he brought a reed mat. Pashtua, he spread it out in front of the door. Lavi ayo batari, it couldn't go in when it was open. It only could go in when it was closed, but it could go in when it was open. Amalu, he says to them, Aisu mari sisrua, bring axes to break down the door in order to get the reed in. So that's the case. He says, Hainu mana go shava chavile. Right, this is it. This is the kli that's worth, its depreciation is worth more than it itself is worth. Period. At this point, they saw that they were bested, and therefore, they start getting ready to go to the boat. Okay, so tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we will talk about 3 or 4 of these cases, the symbolism of them. But again, everyone is a beautiful, just say one, build me a house in the air. Build me a house in the air. You say this world, it's all about Gashmias. Build me a house in the air. You think there's any spirituality? It's impossible. He says shame. Says the Be'er Shilach. No. You use your mouth for Dvarim Shebekdusha. You can bring up your world. You can say Shem Hashem. You can bring Ruchnius. You can be up in the air. And he says to them, give me the bricks, meaning all the Gashmius can be raised. You don't understand that. But everything can be raised. That's just one. That's just 1 out of 12. But everyone has beautiful symbolism. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the juggler and the king.